Can you believe August has rolled round? And August, that means off-grid month once again.
That's it. It's that time of the year where we devote a whole month to talk about off-grid solar and battery systems, the pros and cons, should you, shouldn't you? We know from our data analytics that our off-grid stories are our most viewed online, which is understandable since we install around 3 or 4 off-grid installations per month, and Demas Energy is well known as Northwest Coast's first port of call if you require an off-grid energy system. So it's quite a specialised, nearly like a black, bit of a black art, dark art, to do it properly.
So pretty much you'll essentially be just running the same subjects as you did last year?
Yeah, pretty much, and we'll just add any new technologies that have popped up since we last spoke and any design methods that have come into the equation. So,
first, yeah. What is off-the-grid power system?
Okay, real basic speak, it's essentially this is an electricity-generating system of components that can provide an energy source that we can put to work. When I say work, I mean energise lights, refrigerate food, cook food, pump water, keep us warm, drive motors, etc.
When do we need an off-grid system, Adrian?
Okay, so most of our clients' motivation to go off-grid is the cost of connecting their property or site to mains or grid power. With ever-increasing cost to connect to the network, in many cases it's just a no-brainer to put in an off-grid system. Other times it's not so clear-cut, and from a financial perspective, if the costs of connecting to the grid are the same or not much more than going off-grid, then sometimes grid connection can be the obvious alternative.
Okay, and what can off-grid power system power up?
Anything, Lee. There's virtually anything. So Demas Energy have powered up resorts, farms, large homes, small homes, shacks, and we've done it easily, big commercial applications to tiny little ones.
There's no limit, really, what you want to do off-grid power system that can energise.
No, it just gets bigger. So, generally speaking, an off-grid system will be harnessing an available source of energy available at the site. So this is the same site we're trying to support. And all we're really doing is capturing, converting and storing that energy.
Yeah, the energy sources we usually are tapping into are solar power, converting the sunlight into usable energy. Is that right?
That's the most common, yes.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to go. Wind power, which is harnessing kinetic energy from the wind, hydro-generated energy, which, much like wind, is capturing kinetic energy. I've never actually done anything with this, but it's common in New Zealand and some places in Europe, but it's geothermal, and that's when using heat out of the ground or out of the earth. Another rare type of energy use, and the only reason I mention this is King Island have just got a new setup over there. And that's wave technology.
Okay.
Generating power from waves.
So wind and hydro do play a big part in the state's overall energy generation capacity, doesn't it?
They do, but both those energy sources in the smaller forms can be used quite successfully for off-grid. There's no sugarcoating it. They're really better suitalised to utility size formats. Wind and hydro make much more sense in the bigger, more commercial utility size. That scale of economy, with those bigger projects, just overcomes any of the shortfalls wind and hydro have when used in the smaller roles. And we just got to remember that old saying, if it's windy enough to justify having a small wind turbine, you wouldn't want to live there.
So wind and hydro, that brings us to solar.
That's it. Solar is the easiest and most dependable of the small-scale off-grid generation sources. It lasts a long time, no maintenance, all moving parts other than the occasional wash. Demas Energy, the largest installers of LG panels in the state, along with other quality brands like Qcell and SolarEdge.
We've looked at our energy sources, Adrian. Now what other components do we require?
So storage is the next thing, especially when we're talking solar. It's great having all this free energy, but how do we store it so we can use it later on when the sun goes down? And the answer is batteries. There are quite a few different technologies and chemistries to choose from, and these range from lead acid and lithium, which are the most common types used. Flow batteries, not so widely used, but an impressive technology nonetheless. And also NiCad, but these are rare, and to be fair, I probably don't know why I'm talking about them, because I just don't see them much anymore. And then you have nickel-ion batteries, these are invented by Edison himself. They're not usually much in Australia. They do last a long time, but they're terribly inefficient. We mainly use SunGel for our lead batteries. We use PowerPlus for our lithium. We are currently putting in a large installation of RedFlow batteries. And we'll talk about the pros and cons of different chemistries next week.
Okay, and another form of energy storage that is overlooked is thermal storage.
That is, yeah. So we can all sort of do this every day now. Like, we can heat water and store an insulated tank to use later on. It could be said as the world's cheapest, lowest tech energy storage device. And, it shouldn't be forgotten that, even if you're on-grid and you're on an off-peak tariff, just putting a timer on and storing that energy so you can use it later on instead of buying it during peak periods.
Mm.
It's still storing energy. It's a very, very, very low cost, low tech style of storage.
Adrian, we generally will require an inverter, won't we?
You will. So solar panels can put out, well, they do put out direct current or DC. All batteries are direct current. Our cars use direct current, but our houses use alternating current or AC. The inverter is the device that converts DC to AC, and off-grid quite often converts AC back to DC from a generator to charge our batteries as well, and we mainly use Victron generators at DMS Energy. So talking about AC and DC is going to be an important part for next week when we talk about AC coupling and DC coupling. Two different ways to configure an off-grid solar system, and like today we've talked about where we're sourcing our energy from for our off-grids, we've touched on how we store energy, and what we need to convert the DC to AC so we can use it at home. But as I said, next week will be AC coupling versus DC coupling. There are quite a few misconceptions regarding this in the off-grid world.
That's one for next week. So for all our off-grid needs, best thing to do is pop into DMS Energy. We'll give you a call.
Yeah, do that. So give us a call on 1300 502 599, or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. And we've got all these products on the shelf. So if you're a DIY off-gridder, we've got the products there to help you out. Now, we see the largest sellers of Victron equipment on the northwest coast. So, look, there's no project too small or too big that we can't help you out with.
Adrian Luke will have more Power Savers again next Monday morning.
Thanks.